You know, what we do, we clip our life. It's like video editing. You just make a clip. It starts with a birth in this life and finishes with death in this life. And that's it. That's the horizon, if we think that far. If we think back to when we were born, or we think ahead to when we're going to die, maybe we don't even think, maybe most of the time our clip is just today, or maybe just right now. But if we step back, we can see, Geshe says, there's a lot more to your life in general, not just this life. There's a lot more to the continuum of your awareness. There's a lot more to your journey through life than just the parameters of this life. Before you were born in this life, there was an I. It's a continuum of yourself that had a previous body, different life. And when we die, there will be another I, another person, continuum of this person. So first thing is that, and then we think, well, so just looking at what's happening now, just looking at maybe the little bit of suffering I have in this life, and thinking that I just need a wish to be free from that, that's not really going to help me. What I need to do is to understand what happens next is this continuum goes on and on and on. This life is just one episode in the continuum of my mind stream. I guess I use the phrase mind stream. Just one episode. So think ahead. Do yourself and all the other beings in your continuum in the future a favor. Think ahead. I think, well, what's going to happen? What's going to happen in the future? And the answer is another life of suffering, another life of suffering, another life of suffering. Never stop. I just will go through death into another life. I will take another body, and in that body I will experience suffering, as Geshe says in oral instructions. I will be born alone, and throughout that life I will experience suffering. And then comes death. Again, I am born alone. I suffer alone throughout that life, and then I die. That is my future. So if we're happy with that, then fine, nothing to do. Just maybe pledge to reduce the number of pizzas you eat or something and enter 2021. But if you understand the real nature of your mental continuum, you're going to want to do something a bit more radical. You're going to want to think, well, how can I bring this thing to an end? How can I escape the danger of lower rebirth? How can I escape rebirth in samsara? How can I escape being reborn with self-cherishing mind? Because these things are going to happen. With absolute certainty, these things are lying up ahead for me. What I've got now is really a respite. This life, this human life that I have now, is like really quite luxurious compared to many of the lives I have had and many of the lives that lie ahead. So therefore, Buddha taught about samsara. He said samsara consists of different states of being, different states of existence. For example, let's just take a couple. Human, animal. The realms of existence into which we can be born. Can you imagine yourself taking rebirth as an animal, as a cow, a pig, or a fish? Can you seriously imagine that? Do you think it's a real possibility? Do you think it's a real danger? Are you worried about that? Are you doing anything about it? Because our problem is not only are we attached to this life, we're attached to being human. We think we are intrinsically human. So when we think about ourselves in the future, we think about ourselves as a human. And when we think, you know, some people go off and they come back and they found somebody helped them regress into their previous lives, and they come back with all these stories. I was a queen of this or king of that, and always human. This indicates not very genuine result. So, do we believe that our mental continuum can enter into a different type of body in a different realm? Do we believe? Can I imagine myself in the body of a dog? You know, if you have a dog or you have a cat, there's no question, is that there's a person there. If by person you mean human, then yeah, there isn't. But if by somebody who's got feelings and thoughts, affections, troubles, worries and so forth, my dog is a person. My cat is a person. This is a Buddhist view. According to Buddhism, every being is a person. We are very respectful to all living beings. There's a mind in there, in that dog body. And so many different types of dog mind, just like so many different types of human mind. But how did it get there? Why did that mind, this go round, take rebirth in the body of a dog? We try to understand that. If we understand about karma, Buddhist teachings on karma, it becomes clear. So, what's to say that I won't take rebirth in the body of a dog in the future? I was like, the resistance that comes to that thought is this resistance of thinking that we're inherently human. Well, we're not inherently human. This mind stream that I have, this uninterrupted continuum of awareness, has been through all kinds of bodies. It's endless, it's limitless. Limitless, infinite number of rebirths I have taken in the past. Some in the human realm, most in other realms, animal realm, spirit realm, hell realm. I have been so many times in the hell realms. So I think, and Geshe-la, shows in his teaching that to develop true renunciation, we have to entertain the real possibility that we can take rebirth in one of these lower realms. And we need to be fearful of taking lower rebirth. So that's why, if we look in the book, Geshe-la teaches us, I've got to find the book first. Closed book, it says. Open book. Okay, Mirror of Dharma. So, there are many teachings on how to develop and increase our mind of renunciation, which we will find, in, as Geshe-la says here, in many of his books. But he gives us here a really special meditation. This meditation on self-generation as a hell being. He told us when he taught this in Manchester, he said, the scriptures encourage us. Yeah, of course, as we're going to learn, we want to do self-generation as a Buddha. The future Buddha that we're going to become. But sometimes the scriptures say it's helpful to do self-generation as a hell being. It's helpful to feel what it's like to take a rebirth in hell. Because through this, we develop fear, not just of rebirth in samsara in general, but specifically rebirth in the three lower realms.